Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Margie Schaefer.
I'm Eric Thomas.
And here's what's happening. The National Labor Relations Board is accusing Apple of breaking labor laws. NLRB investigators say the company's rules banning employees from discussing wages and taking part in other protected activity are illegal. According to their findings related to an investigation involving allegations dating back to 2021, work and confidentiality rules. These rules are in the company's handbook. They're unlawful because they impact the ability of employees to assert their labor rights. The findings could put pressure on Apple to settle the charges or risk facing a formal NLRB complaint, which could lead to legal proceedings and possibly an order to change its business practices. Lawmakers are taking another swing at regulating crypto markets in California. KCBS's Chris Ancarlo reports the legislation would create a licensing process.
It's not buying the dip so much as regulating the dip.
This is an industry that you've seen plummet in valuation from a high of around $3 trillion down to less than one, $800 billion, $900 billion.
Consumer Federation of California Executive Director Robert Hurrell says the lack of consumer protection in the crypto world is partially at fault for the collapse in value.
This is the second year that we're trying to achieve this, is to license that activity and make sure that basic rules of the road that protect consumers are in place. It's really that simple.
The first go at this type of regulation was vetoed by Governor Newsom. It wasn't too long after the veto pin struck, we saw FTX go down. Do you think that changes the landscape for this?
It should.
Newsom argued it was too soon to create a licensing process, that executive and federal action should be given time to work, time that Hurrell says may prove costly.
It feels to us like the chickens are coming home to roost here. And the industry is facing a massive crisis in confidence.
Chris Ancarlo, KCBS.
A young boy is recovering this morning after being attacked by a mountain lion in the hills of Half Moon Bay. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges tells us more in this live report. Jennifer?
Eric, it was caught on tape on private property where a homeowner put up a camera to catch wildlife.
So that camera is remotely triggered any time that something walks in front of it. There's a sensor that basically tells the camera to take a photo.
It captured a five-year-old running towards a water trough where a mountain lion and her two cubs were. One of the cubs attacked the boy. Alice Granados is with the Bay Area Puma Project.
This cub is probably just like a year old, still learning how to become a lion, essentially. And so, you know, the child ran up, the cub was scared and attacked the boy.
Now, the boy suffered lacerations to his face, but he is expected to be okay.
If you do see a mountain lion, we just recommend do not approach ever. If the animal starts approaching you, then we recommend, you know, you start yelling, make yourself big, pick up anything that's around and start throwing at them. And that should make the lion go away.
Mountain lion attacks are incredibly rare, 20 in the state in the last century. Reporting live, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Thank you, Jennifer. As Silicon Valley companies continue to shed thousands of employees, some tech workers are fighting back. KCBS's Matt Bigler reports live on a planned tech worker protest today at Google headquarters. Matt?
Margie, the tech workers demonstrating in Mountain View later today are known in the industry as raiders, or search engine evaluators.
Most of our jobs job involves testing, evaluating, and in a sense, training the algorithms that ensure when you do a Google search, the results you get are relevant and helpful.
Michelle Curtis has been a raider for Google since 2014. She's a contract employee making around $14 an hour with a maximum of 26 hours a week.
We are a hidden workforce of highly skilled workers that are currently being exploited. And because we are excluded from these stated minimums, many of us are making poverty wages. And that just should not be the case for a company that is grossing billions of dollars.
Now, she says they will deliver a petition to Google today demanding that the company end what she calls a two-tiered work system, full-time employees and contract workers. So far, Alphabet, the Google parent company, has not responded to our request for comment. This year, Google, Microsoft, and most recently, PayPal have laid off thousands of tech workers, even though the economy has not yet entered into a recession. Reporting live, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Six-day forecast. Here's KPIX5's Jessica Birch. How are things looking?
You know, still very chilly out there. This morning, we're under a frost advisory until 9 a.m. Keep that in mind as you're heading out the door this morning, or if you're already in the car, you definitely know it's a chilly start to the day. I will say this, though. It's one of the warmest days as we head into this afternoon, this whole week. We're expecting upper 50s and lower 60s. And I know saying warm really doesn't mean much when I say those numbers, but we are starting to see a warming trend into the rest of this week. Partly cloudy skies fill in the bay today. Cloudy conditions tomorrow, just ahead of the first rain system moving in early Friday morning. That will impact our Friday commute, especially for those early morning commuters. It pushes through pretty fast, though, leaving us with cloudy skies for the rest of the day, with more showers heading into Saturday and Sunday. We'll clear up from that rain as we head into next Monday. Still daytime highs sticking in the upper 50s, lower 60s. We'll keep you updated on that. But for now, I'm meteorologist Jessica Birch with your KCBS KPIX First Alert forecast.
Bay Area transit agencies are celebrating a billion-dollar windfall from the state that should help push us towards the long-awaited goal of being able to ring the bay with rail. That story in this live report from KCBS reporter Holly Kwan. Holly?
Eric, for decades we saw Caltrain, BART, and VTA operate individually, but now we're seeing more mega projects to modernize and integrate those systems. But that costs money the longer those projects take. Now the state is awarding over $1 billion to Bay Area projects like the electrification of Caltrain.
We're heading into a big year of construction. There's a lot that needs to be done. There's going to be testing of the wires, but we're currently on track for fall of 2024.
Caltrain spokesman Dan Lieberman says the $367 million they're getting from the state is the last piece of the puzzle and helps bridge the budget until ridership recovers.
Could be better. It's much higher than it was a year ago. We're still on the mend, but we think once we have a new modern service running in 2024, everyone's going to want a piece of this train.
Eventually, the Caltrain Santa Clara station will also see a BART connection nearby. Bernice Alaniz is with the BART to Silicon Valley program, which will eventually see a 6-mile extension from North San Jose through downtown to Santa Clara.
Huge environmental benefits, reducing vehicle miles traveled in cars and spurring transit-oriented development, which really builds communities that are less reliant on automobiles.
Now, this money is tied to last year's state budget surplus, but this year, with the state deficit, the governor is looking at cutting billions from rail projects next year. Reporting live, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thank you, Holly. The snowpack measurement in the Sierra today could be the highest reading in decades. But as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, that could mean flooding downstream if the weather in the mountains heats up early this year.
At least it's something new.
As someone who's been worrying mostly about droughts for the last decade, it's nice to be worried about something a little different.
That new concern, possible flooding, explains Jay Lund, a professor of civil and environmental engineering at UC Davis.
If it becomes very warm, and even more so if you have some very warm storms that come in, so that it not only adds rain to the runoff, but also melts some of the snow or much of the snow, then you can get the runoff coming out off in a pretty big way.
Which is why the operators of some reservoirs have been releasing water across California to make sure they're ready to serve their other purpose, flood control. They may not have been tested for years, but Lund says all of the systems are in place if the snowpack does melt early.
Well, it's a little bit like hurricanes on the East Coast. They're pretty ready for hurricanes, but every time you get one, you're going to see some problems and some challenges. So I think that's the kind of condition that we're in here.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
The former vice president of operations for the Benicia-based DC Solar has been sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for his role in a $1 billion fraud scheme. Ryan Guidry of Pleasant Hill has also been ordered to pay nearly $620 million in restitution after facing conspiracy and money laundering charges. Prosecutors say DC Solar defrauded investors by selling them thousands of mobile solar generators that it never manufactured and falsely telling buyers they could benefit from federal tax credits by leasing those non-existent units back to DC Solar. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are meeting today to discuss how to lift the debt ceiling, and the stakes are very high. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by San Jose State University Professor Emeritus and KCBS political analyst Larry Gersten. And Larry, they're both kind of fighting out of corners, each one trying to, I guess, show who's more powerful than the other in this case.
That's a great way of putting it, Eric. It is something of a boxing match, and if history is any guide, especially with these boxers, it could go the full 15 rounds.
Can you lay out the arguments here? Which side is saying what, and is there a middle ground?
Sure, Margie. This has been a routine thing. We owe a lot of money to a lot of countries and a lot of people. It's $31 trillion plus. And the idea here is that we have to lift that lid, if you will, a little higher, because we're spending more than we're taking in. That's exactly how it's working. This happens routinely. It's happened three times, for example, during the Trump administration, where Congress voted bipartisan-like, if you will, to go ahead and lift that ceiling. Well, this time, what Speaker McCarthy is saying is, you know what, maybe we will lift this lid again, the ceiling, but we want to make some budget cuts so that in the future we're not spending as much money to put ourselves in this position. You know, you can see the argument from each side. Democrats try to say, well, it's got nothing to do with it. It doesn't have anything to do with it in terms of the past. But it does have something to do with it. That is the idea of cutting back the budget with respect to the future. And so here you have these two heavyweights going at it, and each of them believes that their point of view, if you like it, is correct.
So the primary battle is over raising the debt ceiling, but the secondary battle is over the possible repercussions if they don't raise the debt ceiling.
Yeah, and this is serious stuff, because the United States dollar is considering the benchmark for all currency. Other countries measure their dollars, their currencies, against ours because they know that we will always make good on what we owe. Sure, this debt ceiling goes up and up and up, but they know the United States is good for paying off sooner or later. If, in fact, there is a clash and the debt ceiling is not raised, and it's going to happen around early June, this big showdown, if you will, if that happens, then everything changes, okay? Then suddenly we cannot pay our bills. Not only our bills to others, but our bills here. Social Security checks, Medicare payments, salaries for government employees, including the military. All these things are on the line. Interest rates are likely to skyrocket. Borrowing money will be very, very difficult, and the economy could come to a screeching halt. That's what's on the line, and that's the gamesmanship that's going on right now between the two sides.
So, Larry, maybe I used the wrong analogy. Maybe it's less boxing and more like a game of chicken.
Well, maybe it's two chickens fighting. I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. This is serious stuff, and unfortunately, we all don't understand it so well sometimes, because this is not about the budget per se, although Speaker McCarthy is right in that he wants to tie future spending so that we don't have this big obligation getting any bigger. But right now, that obligation is staring us in the face and seemingly getting bigger every day, and we have to come to terms with lifting that lid and dealing with it in the future, unless Speaker McCarthy prevails and says, we're not lifting it until you deal with the budget now. This is the kind of thing that's going on, and it's big stuff.
Larry, do the Republicans have the power here since they've got the majority in Congress?
Well, they've got the power because they've got that slim House majority, and they could block it. But mind you, if they go ahead and block it, there's going to be a lot of blood on somebody's hands. And the question is who? And what tends to happen in these kinds of things is that at the end, Congress seems to get the blame first. And if the Republicans are the ones who are holding this up, they may well suffer a blow. And when you've got a four-seat majority, you want to think hard about that. So everyone's got a lot on the line here. And we're just going to have to see just how this shakes out. But serious stuff.
That's historic, right? Because that's what happened when Newt Gingrich did this back in the previous administration.
Yes, it's happened before. It's happened before. In 2011 was the last time we got close. But getting close and going over the cliff are two different things.
Thanks so much. That is University Professor Emeritus and KCBS political scientist Larry Gersten of San Jose State.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.